Hey everyone, I'm Chris Hall, and you're listening to the Downtime Podcast, supported by Precision Hydration. If you're looking for an in-depth insight into the world of downhill and enduro mountain biking, then this is the place to be. Hydration is underestimated and one of the essential pillars of performance, not only in sport, but in day-to-day life. Staying hydrated isn't as easy as drinking loads of water, as it's really easy to overhydrate too. Precision Hydration are here to help by providing a full range of variable strength electrolytes and either an in-person sweat test or a free online questionnaire to help you optimise your hydration. I've put a link to the free online questionnaire in the show notes for this episode, so head there to answer a few simple questions and get your free plan. I've been following my Precision Hydration plan and using their electrolytes, and I'm stoked on the results. I feel less fatigued in general, especially when I'm training or riding on back-to-back days. I've been getting less afternoon headaches, and I feel less wiped out after long rides. To get your free hydration plan, visit precisionhydration.com and fill out their online questionnaire or book yourself in for an in-person sweat test. If you want to use their range of top quality electrolytes, then as a Downtime listener, you get 20% off using the code DOWNTIME, all in capitals, at the checkout. Downtime still relies on your support, so please let your friends know about the podcast. You could recommend an episode that you've really enjoyed and tell them why they should give it a try. If you're enjoying what I'm doing, then you can support the podcast by getting yourself something from our web store at downtimepodcast.com/shop. It's all organic, ethically sourced, shipped without single-use plastics, and with free worldwide shipping on orders over £30. To keep up to date with the podcast, we've got Instagram and Facebook where we're at Downtime Podcast, so give us a follow there. You can subscribe to the podcast and join our fast-growing newsletter over at downtimepodcast.com/subscribe. So this weekend, I headed to Red Bull Hardline to try and bring you some chat with the riders and hopefully give you a bit more insight into what it's like to ride an event like this. It's my first time there, so I didn't know what to expect, and it was a little trickier than I expected to get access to the riders throughout the weekend. But I did manage to get some short interviews for you. So here is a little episode featuring riders like Brendan Fairclough, Laurie Greenland, Cade Edwards, Bernard Kerr, and plenty more. I hope you enjoy it. All right, Ollie Davey, course designer and builder. Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to.
Yeah, well, Hardline's been a thing for the past 6 years now. This is the sixth year. And yeah, Dan originally came up with a concept. I mean, they used to have a track here. The Atherton used to have a track here that used to ride for practicing for the World Cups. And it's such a dramatic mountain. You know, you've got such steep terrain, big features everywhere. We've got a massive waterfall above us there. And he basically came up with the concept 6 years ago and wanted to design the hardest course with like every type of feature that you would find on any type of mountain bike track and put it all in one place. So. Kind of started that 6 years ago and yeah, every year it's kind of grown and we've built in new features, tried to change it around a little bit, and jumps have got bigger as the bikes have come on over the years. Like everything's just progressed quite a bit, so yeah, we're here at the event this weekend. The riders are ready to go up. We've been prepping the course for like we started 3 months ago this summer. I mean, it gets shut down every year, so no one can ride any of it, and then we start again from scratch. It all grows over, and we clean it all off and build some new features, and then work our way down to the bottom, really.
Sweet. So it gets harder every year then?
Yeah, there's always, I mean, we always try and mix it up every year, just to keep it interesting from, you know, a rider's point of view, really. And there's always improvements to make, you know, just use the hill as much as you can, make it flow really nice, and then put jumps in where there's like, where you're in the air a lot and you need some shelter from the wind, because it's such a harsh environment up here. Like you get a lot of weather blowing in down this valley. And it can change super quick. So working around the wind and the rain is probably one of the biggest challenges, really.
For sure. And what's changed this year on the track?
The main change this year is sort of halfway up. It's called the Dirty Fern section, just below the waterfall. And we've just done a lot of groundworks there. There was a jump there before, but it was a lot smaller. So we've just opened up. There was a tight turn, opened up the turn, so you had a lot more speed. And just used the hill a bit better so the riders can go real high in the air and kind of put their own style on the jump, really. So hopefully it'll be good for the spectators.
Excellent, good stuff. Yeah, we'll look forward to it. Our riders are getting ready and heading up soon, so
yeah, there's some. I think they had a little practice 2 days ago now. It was really wet yesterday, so no one went up, and really windy, so I think the guys are super keen to get on the bikes and have a go.
Cool. And what do you think's key to getting a fast run down here? Are there certain sections that you just gotta get nailed?
Yeah, I mean, there's things like the big features where you've got to go a certain speed to make it over them and make the right landing to get the most speed out of it. So it's kind of, it's more the bits in between, like the technical parts. The guys that race World Cups will know a lot about that kind of thing, all the rock sections and carrying speed in and out of corners. It's all the bits in between the features, I'd say, that really you can make the time on.
Yeah. So it maybe favours the World Cup guys rather than some of the kind of the free riders that are used to the big hits, but maybe not.
Yeah,
the tech terrain.
It's definitely like a different style of rider that will bring to the top. Like, you've got to be good at everything. You've got to be good at big jumps, big hits, but also fast on the technical stuff. And just be, good at racing. Racing against the clock and doing these big jumps as well. So. It brings a new rider to the top, I think.
Excellent. Good stuff. We look forward to it. Cheers for your time, mate.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Cheers.
See ya. All right. Cole Lucas, welcome to the Downtime Podcast here at Hardline. Your first time, yeah?
Yeah, first time here and a bit of an eye-opener for sure.
What attracted you to this event then?
I don't know. Just the boys, the Pivot boys are like, oh, we're going there. And then I didn't really have much to do. And they're like, oh, you should come along. So here I am. And yeah, it's... definitely a pretty insane course. So.
Sweet. Yeah, so you had a chance to walk it and have a little bit of a ride on Wednesday?
Yeah, so we walked it Wednesday lunchtime and then we went up to the hip and started the hip and did a couple of features on the way down. So, yeah.
How did it feel to be hitting some of that stuff?
It took me a while to find my feet, to be honest. The hip was pretty like big jump to start off with, but yeah. I've only hit it once, so hopefully get it hit a couple more times today.
Yeah.
And then I had a bit of a crash on the road gap.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so.
What? How did that happen? Like, come up short?
I don't know.
I
just went a bit big and then just landed a bit far forward and then just washed out in the corner.
Feeling in one piece, are you
all
right?
Yeah, all good. Yeah.
So what's the plan for today? How are you going to kind of... You're going to break it down? Are you going to try and get big runs in? Like?
I think the plan is that we're going to start up at the Renegade jump. And then I think we're going to work our way down and then hopefully by the afternoon do some full runs maybe.
Sweet, yeah, good stuff. And it, like, does fear play a part in this? Like, are you scared, like, or is it?
Definitely. I've never hit jumps quite the size, so it's like, and then you're like obviously riding with quite a few people and like they're all hitting it pretty easily and you're like, oh, well, now I've got to go. So and I definitely get a bit scared, but you kind of got to put that at the back of your head and just not think about that because that's what's going to make you crash.
Sweet. And any changes to set up on the bike from like a World Cup weekend or an enduro?
I've only ridden my downhill bike for a week in Whistler and I added a couple more tokens, but I didn't exactly have it set up for racing anyway, so
okay, fair play.
Yeah, just making it a tad slower for the big jumps and a bit firmer in the suspension, so
ready to go big.
Yeah.
Nice one. All right, well, best of luck for today and we'll see you at some point over the weekend.
Sweet.
I'm sure.
Cheers, man.
Cheers, mate. Bernard Kerr, how was your morning on the hill?
Really good. I actually sliced my tyre on my second or third run before one of the jumps. I missed about half an hour, 40 minutes of the session, but after that, really good. Really fun up there and not too windy for once.
Yeah. So what attracts you to an event like Hardline then?
It's like the best downhill race in the world for sure. Yeah. Like, our World Cups are kind of cool and we have all the good riders there, but as a lot of people have seen it, was it Snowshoe? They taped around the first jump, so it was quicker to miss the first small jump they'd actually built for once, and everyone raced around it. So I think that kind of sucks. That we don't have any jumps at World Cups, and we do have one, they tape it round because they think it's dangerous. So for me, Hardline's the sickest event because it's got big jumps the whole way down.
Awesome. And are you intimidated by any of these features, or is it all kind of within your capability? Like,
we're all pretty dialed now. The new hit they built was kind of scary because the lip's so big you can't see up it, and I tried to go out to the deck on it and went way too high to flat, which I'm sure some people have seen, which is funny, but it's sick now. It's rad towing all the boys down. They're all flowing down in the background now, so... No, it's pretty dialed now, not too scared.
Sweet. And what's the vibe like on the hill? Is everyone enjoying themselves?
Dude, it's such a rad vibe here every year, and the sun's actually out this year, hopefully now. Fingers crossed for the weekend, so vibe's rad. Everyone's sending down so hard. There's quite a few flips today and some rad whips, so yeah, such a good vibe up there.
Nice one. And what's it going to take to get a win here? What do you think, a fast run? Because there's a fast run and there's a fun run, right?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to be really on it. The whole NOG wants to win again, real bad, and so do I, so... I don't know. I've been trying to dial some lines in already. So I think that and being real good at squashing the steep jumps. So going hard the whole way.
Yeah. So is it a different approach on race day than it is in practice when you're having fun and getting
definitely,
some big
yeah. Race day will be a completely different approach to the session just then. Even this afternoon will be a bit of a different approach to the session we just had then.
Okay. Taking it a bit more seriously as the weekend progresses.
Trying to find some more lines, not just ride the jumps and do whips. Yeah.
Sweet.
Definitely.
Nice one. Well, thanks for your time, man. And have fun. I hope it goes
well. Thanks a lot.
Sweet. Cheers, dude. Gaetan Vijay, how's your morning on the hill been?
The morning was a bit scary at the beginning, but it went pretty good. So I'm pretty happy. Yeah. It was was a bit scary because it was greasy. We had a lot of rain yesterday. So, yeah, but we actually been a bit lucky because it was way drier than it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, this
good.
Is this is pretty special for Wales in September.
Yeah, yeah. The track is already huge, so when it's rainy, it makes it so scary.
Yeah. Have you been before?
I've been there last year, yeah.
Ah, okay.
For the first time last year.
Yeah. And how do you feel better this year? You feel more confident?
Yeah, yeah, like really, really better. Two times better, for sure. Last year was so scary.
Yeah.
Like, you're in a new environment and just... Last year was raining for the race, or it was really greasy, so it was even much more scary.
Yeah.
Like today was a chill day.
Nice. Yeah, so what's the vibe up there? Everyone just kind of getting through features and learning their way down, or...?
Yeah, that's it. We do track work and then we go up with the bikes and we kind of chill one section of the track. And we keep sessioning the same section and then we go further. But we pretty much focus on all the jumps.
Yeah.
So today was the first big day of riding. So we focus on all the jumps. And this afternoon we're going to ride a bit more all the other section.
Yeah. And at what point do you think you'll start putting in a full run? For qualifying.
Yeah. Don't know. They don't really think about it.
Yeah.
That's scary to do full run, but... Yeah, I think you just need to get used to it. Probably do one this afternoon.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Cool. And have you changed anything with your bike setup from how you'd have it for a World Cup?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. More pressure. Yeah.
Oh,
and I
really?
Still don't have enough.
Wow.
I bottom out everywhere. And it's kind of gnarly because you put much more springs or air or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it's good for the jump, but then the jumps are really scary, but the section in between are really, really... really hard too, so
yeah.
you also want to keep the grip and keep the a good bike running.
Yeah, so a tricky balance to get
yeah,
right.
So, yeah, it's pretty hard. We don't really focus on it, we just ride and enjoy
get it done.
The event. Yeah,
yeah.
And such a cool event. So.
What's the hardest feature on the track this year so far?
It's hard to tell. They hold hard, but they build a new heap, which is pretty scary, pretty hard, pretty rough on the landing, and they hold really hard, it's hard to tell. Yeah.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, thanks for your time, man. Have a good afternoon and rest of the weekend. And
thank you. You
hopefully
too.
We'll see you in the big show on Sunday.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Thank
cheers,
you.
Man.
Cheers.
Brendan Fairclough, how's your morning been?
Not too bad. It's quite cool being back here.
When was the last time?
Last year, but I didn't ride much because I came in a bit late, so I missed all the practice.
Okay. Oh yeah, you just turned up
just
and threw down
up,
a lazy
yeah.
backflip, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we did 9 nights of event before,
yeah.
And then I came in a bit late, so I didn't do any practice, and then didn't qualify or anything, didn't get to know the track, so but it's still good doing some riding down and having a little laugh, but yeah, it's a cool event.
Yeah, so how is it now that you're here on time, you've had a chance to have a proper look at it and get through some of the features properly?
Yeah, I'd like to see how it goes. I'm quite looking forward to going and doing some runs in a minute, actually. We just did a little session down a minute ago. It's always hard hitting the jumps at race pace, you know, when a jump's built for a certain speed, you know, then you suddenly got to hit it at faster or like scrub it or whatever, you know. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how we get on.
Yeah, this must be your sort of event though, right? That big air combined with like proper technical riding.
Well, you know, like jumps, everyone can do the jumps and it's just how fast you can ride the downhill bits, I guess. But there's a lot of people that have... ridden here a lot before, so we'll see.
Yeah, you think that's the key to it then, those downhill sections between kind of linking the jumps up?
Yeah. I think that's definitely everyone's jumping everything at the same speed, so the jumps don't really make any difference at all.
Okay. Yeah, they're just there to intimidate you and...
I think it's just there for the crowd.
Okay.
That's just there for the crowd and for the TV. I don't think there's any... it's made or lost this in between stuff, you know, for sure.
Yeah, and is this something... Like, do you prefer this style of riding to a World Cup? Like, how does it sit in there?
It's definitely less pressure, yeah.
Okay.
I guess we just get treated really well. These guys are treating us. Toby and Matt from Red Bull are treating us very well. So, it's like a bit of a social. You get to ride your bike, so it's cool.
Yeah, super chill vibe.
Yeah, right. It's very nice.
Cool. Well, have a good rest of the weekend and, best of luck.
Cool. Cheers,
nice
guys.
One. Cheers,
thanks.
Mate. Charlie Hatton, how's your morning on the hill been?
Yeah, morning's been really good, actually. It's always a wake-up call hitting the jumps for the first time. But no, it was good.
Yeah.
Everyone's through the day and no one's hurt yet, so it's good.
How was everyone feeling this morning? Because you were at the rugby club last night and it didn't look like a quiet one.
No, we had a few beers last night, so it was, I think everyone had a bit of a sore head this morning, but no, everyone's got on with it. We didn't have too early of a start, so everyone was all right.
Yeah. And what's the track like this year? Is it much different from previous years? Because you've done it before, yeah?
Yeah, I've done it a few times now, but the track's pretty much the same. There's one new feature in the middle, in the Dirty Fern section. It's like a massive hip jump, super steep takeoff, and I think that's the jump that's catching everyone out at the minute, and yeah, it's pretty hard.
Okay, well, like hard to get the distance, or?
No, so you almost have to break a little bit into it because you're coming in cooking, so you're coming in really fast, and yeah, the take up super steep, and it's like a hip, slight hip as well, but because you go so high and like you're in the air for so long, you just don't know what to do. Like, I've never been in the air for so long. It must be like 4 seconds.
Whoa, fairies.
Yeah, it's nuts.
You've got plenty of time to think about what's going to happen.
Yeah,
on
I think that's
then.
Probably the worst thing. You've got too much time to think about it.
And how does this compare to a World Cup then? You're pretty experienced on the World Cup circuit now.
Yeah, it's totally different to a World Cup. Like, it's just all the features are triple the size, really. Like, the technical bits are similar, but still probably more technical again. And then the jumps are just, yeah, triple the size, and all the drops are just massive.
Yeah. And so what's your process then to get through the week? Because it feels like at the minute everyone's just sizing everything up. And
yeah, that's it. You can't come into this race charging. You've got to take it easy and just tick all the features off, like, one by one. And just, yeah, try and get through the weekend without hurting yourself or your bike, really.
Yeah. And is there ever a point where you're like, I've done enough practice, there's no point taking any more risk?
Yeah, 100%. So today I hit stuff probably 3 times, and then I just say, there's too much risk after. So, yeah, just do it 3 times. If I've done it good, then that's good enough, I think.
Yeah, save it for qualies and race run, yeah?
Save myself, yeah.
Nice one. And charging for the win here, is that something you want to take back with you?
Well, the win would be insane, but no, I just get through the weekend and see what happens on Sunday, I guess.
Yeah, just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, enjoy myself, yeah. It's been a long season racing, so yeah, it's just nice to have a bit more of a relaxed atmosphere, and yeah, just go for it on Sunday, I guess. Give it all you got.
Cool, nice one. Thanks
mate.
Have a good weekend.
A cheers.
See ya. Chaos Seagrave, how was your morning on the hill?
Oh, it was really good. We went straight to the cannon jump and the step up, and guinea pig lap for the boys. Yeah, I like guinea pig and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I don't know why, I just like doing it.
What gives you the confidence? Is it just because you spend so much time jumping a bike, or?
Yeah, and I've been there before. Like, I've had the privilege to follow Affy and, like, Bernard for it. So I know all the speeds for all the jumps now.
Okay.
So I don't mind guinea, like, yeah, and I like doing it. It, like, gives, it makes me feel better about my riding, so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like doing
Fair
it.
Fair play. Cheeky backflip.
Yeah, I did the backflip as well, which I bet Brendan that if he did it last year, I'll do it this year. So I had to do that.
Otherwise, the eyebrows would be gone, right?
Yeah, not doing that. But yeah, he's always said that first, like second, like he has to do it in his first 3 goes.
Right.
And I did it second run, and then I was like, sweet, I don't need to ride again.
Nice. And how was that big hip on Wednesday? I saw a pretty sweet shot of you, like 1 foot over that.
Yeah, it's my right way to hip, so I just. Yeah, and I felt bad because last time I always had to be lower than Cade at Loose Fest. I just wanted to go high on this one, and yeah, it feels really good.
Definitely
yeah.
Managed it.
Yeah, it really hurt my balls though when I landed.
Full bottom out.
Yeah, I had my feet back on the pedal, and they still balls still hit. But, yeah, really hurt.
Fair play. Yeah. You were coming in from pretty high up though, so
yeah. Yeah, it was quite high. I was quite scared in the air, to be fair. I'm scared of heights, so.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Interesting combination of hobbies then, really.
Yeah, it's not too good, really.
And so this course in general, like, is it something you enjoy, or are you scared of things? How do you feel when you're riding this track?
I love it, to be fair. Like, I was actually really excited about this race this year. Like, wasn't really scared anymore. But it is, like, you're not scared until someone asks you, are you scared to hit it? And you're like, oh shit, actually, yeah, I am. But so it's like, it's good that you're still scared about it, because it is still hardline and it is still so fucking hard.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, I think the scared is like a good thing. It's not a, yeah, so you got to be scared, I reckon.
So what do you prefer, this kind of race, this kind of event, or like a World Cup?
Oh, nah, this kind of event's way better. It's actually proper riding, like big jumps, some steep technical bits, and like, yeah, I just prefer this to World Cup racing.
Fair play. And what are your hopes for the race itself?
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be dry, so everyone's going to throw down, and yeah, I just wouldn't mind qualifying. It's quite hard to qualify here because there's only 10 people.
Uh-huh. How many are you at the moment? There's 20, quite a few of you.
25,
yeah?
I think.
Okay, right. Yeah.
And I haven't had a good success rate this year about qualifying at World Cups. So
time for redemption.
Yeah, time for redemption here. Wouldn't mind that. And then, yeah, should be good. Should be a good race.
Excellent. Well, best of luck for the rest of the weekend. And yeah, hopefully we'll see you in the big one on Sunday.
Yeah. Awesome.
Cheers,
mate.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Didn't quite get the chance to introduce this guy. So in case you're wondering, this is Cade Edwards.
Right, how you doing, mate?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, yeah.
How was your morning on the hill? You looked, I think you were the most stoked looking person when you came down at lunchtime.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was a slow start. I got a puncher. And then after that, yeah, we had a good sesh. Just chilling, taking my time, but yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, getting through everything?
Yeah, just about.
Is there anything up there that you find intimidating?
That new hip is like scary, man. I went into it slow and still went pretty high, so yeah.
Tricky one for racing over there. Yeah,
for sure, yeah.
Yeah. How does it compare to Fest Series? Because you went there for the first time.
Fest Series kind of big, long jumps, like big jumps. These are like fucking steep. Pretty much like trails.
Right, okay.
It's pretty gnarly, yeah.
Yeah, so like big vertical kind of
takeoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, at Lucifer there's like stuff like that, but it's all kind of on a bigger scale. This is gnarly downhill as well, so.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, what's it like linking it all together? Or have you not really had a go at that yet this year?
Not this year, no. We're just section pretty much. Yeah. I guess you just link it together in your run. Just go for it.
You think you probably won't do a full run until you get to
probably not until poly now.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Fair dues. Yeah. And is the technical stuff in between, like, is it worth practicing or?
Yeah, for sure. It's good fun to ride as well, to be fair. Yeah. If you can get it all good, it's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Cool. And how important is a result here for you? Is it
not at all. I'm just stoked to be here and ride and send some jumps, yeah.
Yeah, and you've had a lot of fun. Like, Red Bull have been looking after you well.
Yeah, they look after us so well. So much activities, yeah, take us out. It's awesome, yeah.
Cool. So what's been the non-riding highlight so far?
Oh, I don't know, we're just chilling. They took us to this, like, it's like a village in Italy or something, but it was in Wales. It's gnarly.
Oh, Port Merion.
Yeah, Port Merion. It's crazy.
Strange place.
That was really nice. Yeah, it was sick. Yeah.
Cool, and hot tubs and all sorts of things.
Yeah, all that, yeah. Nice. Sick.
Cool. Well, have a good rest of the afternoon, and best of luck for the weekend.
Mate. Thank you, mate.
Matt Walker, the Kiwi version.
The Kiwi version, yep.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Still out here surviving, so it's good.
So this is your first year?
Came here in 2015 and I made it to the first jump and it was a bit of a hip. I misjudged it a bit and landed on a stump and ended up breaking my thumb.
So
first time really.
Okay. And
first time.
So how's the redemption been so far?
So far so good. I was quite worrying to start off with, but when you start riding and you see people riding, you see how everyone's going, it's turns into quite a fun event quite quickly.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's sort of out here pushing their limits, having a lot of fun. So, I don't know, a lot of people are looking very nervous at the start and now they've got big smiles on their faces. So, it is a fun time.
Yeah, I'm amazed. Like, I kind of assumed everyone would be pretty nervous, but you all seem very chill. You seem pretty happy.
Yeah, well, I think the buzz on, like, that you get from riding this course is what brings the atmosphere up quite a lot around the pits. Everyone's just buzzing, having a lot of fun, pushing their boundaries sort of thing, and it's a pretty cool event to be a part of.
And it's pretty unique. There's not much where riders at your level are really being pushed, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. So like at the World Cups, the speed is what's pushing you because you're riding it like at the edge of the speed, but here you're combining that with the edge of riding at the biggest jumps you ever ride sort of thing. Besides Fair Series or something, this is as big as it gets.
Yeah, it's insane.
And that's like dedicated just big jumps, whereas this is, you have to race the gnarliest track in between as well as doing the big jumps.
Yeah, what are those sections like? Because it's really hard to tell what they're like on
Oh man, like, I was blown away by them just even trying to ride the stuff in between the jumps this morning. I watched the highlights of it last year, and it's so underestimated. Like, I came into this being like, oh yeah, that's gonna be no worries, I'll do this, do that, and you try ride it and this is so much steeper, so much rougher, so much slipperier than it actually looks on TV.
Yeah,
that like this is pretty the gnarliest downhill race there is.
And so to put a run together for the race, like, it's gonna be a challenge.
Yeah, it'll be very challenging. I think the more times you come here, the easier it'll be.
Yeah,
but as a first timer, like, I think you could still go right. You just need to stay calm, collected, and just sort of link each section together and play each section as it is sort of thing.
Yeah.
Rather than worrying about linking them up too much together, you're almost like have a marker point in your mind of where you sort of changed from racing to riding for the jumps, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's just about being fast in the race and then, riding the section how you know you can ride it. Sort
Fair play. And this isn't quite off season for you, is it? I'm guessing
you've still got heaps to do. I've still got another three races. So I've got the Zermatt EWS next weekend, the finale, the Enduro Nations sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm going to a street race in Colombia a couple of weeks after that.
Fair dues.
So the season's far from done.
Yeah, escaping the Kiwi winter.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was sort of thinking. I was like, man, it's still cold back home. People are sending me photos of skiing and everything. So I'm like, oh, I'll probably try to avoid that as long as I can.
Sounds good.
Why not?
Yeah. Nice one. Good stuff, man. Enjoy. Well, I hope the race goes well. And,
me too.
Yeah, look forward to watching a bit more action over the weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice one.
I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah, thank
Cheers,
you.
Matt.
Cheers, thanks.
All right, Laurie Greenland.
Yo.
How's your day been?
Yeah, it's been real good, actually. It's always real fun, the first hits here in Hardline. But, yeah, a lot of the track we know already, so we got it ticked off quicker than any other year, actually. So, yeah, it was quite a fast-paced morning. Everyone got through. No one was quite as sketchy as previous years. It's definitely got a bit more hard packing, okay. A little tamer in places, which is, I guess, made it a bit safer because some of the sections were a bit dodgy in previous years. But no, it's good. I think it's just because everyone knows the jumps now, so you can kind of tick them off. But man, they're fun. I always look forward to coming here just to just hit some big jumps. It's not often I get scared for a jump anymore, and I definitely do here. So it's,
fair play.
It's nice to. Well, that's why you ride a mountain bike, isn't it? That adrenaline rush. So,
for sure,
it's sick. It reminds me of being a kid, just hitting big jumps and having fun, yeah.
So even though you've been a few times before, you're still getting that buzz, that fear on some of these big hits?
Not as much as previous years, but definitely lingering around somewhere. Yeah, still got it.
Yeah.
It's just good fun. It's nice to feel progression on stuff like this as well.
Yeah. And what are you here to have fun? Are you here for a result? How do you feel about the event in that respect?
I'm at every race to have fun, man. Yeah. I'd only do it if I was having fun. So, yeah. But it's the end of the season. It's been a long year, so we're here to kind of wrap the season up and get your heart going. So, yeah. I guess I'm always keen to win a race, but definitely I guess it's more inclined towards just getting sideways. And also it's cool just having a session with people you race all year. It's cool just to push up, kind of enjoy riding with each other. And yeah, it's always nice because a full race season can get pretty competitive. So
yeah,
come here, ride with each other, have fun, and everyone always ends up getting competitive on race days.
Of course.
So yeah, I'd love a good result.
Yeah, sweet. I think people don't understand how much time you guys get to spend together at this. Like, normally in a race, a World Cup or whatever, I guess you're separate with your teams and stuff. Here, you're all together, you've had meals out, you were dressed as the Welsh rugby team last night, I think.
Yeah. That's it. It's like, it really is a full week of cool stuff. Red Bull fully sorts out it, so yeah, they just book real cool fun activities for us to do and just make sure everyone's kind of happy and got everything they need. And
yeah,
no, it's wicked.
Cool.
It's always amazing to see how much work they put into the welfare and happiness of all the athletes.
It's cool.
It's worth going just for that. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed to be a fun week, and yeah, you get something out of it even if you can't get through all the jumps or whatever, it's still definitely worth coming.
Fun place to be. Yeah, so as someone who can't handle a hangover, how do you guys manage kind of, there was a fair bit of drinking it looked like last night, and then you're up on the course hitting those huge hits.
Yeah, well, they got us to the local rugby club and I think we all ended up having quite a few, but we were all home by, nine or something. So
okay.
I think I had 9 hours sleep, that's enough to get rid of any hangover.
Happy days of feeling bright and breezy then, yeah?
Yeah, it was all good.
Nice one.
They let us get loose, but they keep a little while on us.
Okay.
No, it's fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Full runs this afternoon then, or is that still a little way off?
I might do a full run, I'm not sure yet. But yeah. They said that we'll go up and do a little bit more sessioning, and then the uplift will be running, so
okay,
we can do if we want.
Yeah. And is this a track where you would at some point say, that's enough, I know everything I need to know, I'm going to reduce the risk and wait till the run, or is it so much fun that you'll just keep sessioning?
No, it's, like I said, it's real fun to be able to ride stuff like this, because this isn't in your local woods. So it's, for me, I'll just ride until the event's over. Yeah.
Nice one. Cool. All right, well, have a good rest of the weekend, mate.
Okay, man. Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Cheers, dude.
Cheers. All right, Sven Martin, how, talk us through Hardline from a photographer's perspective.
Our perspective, so we're shooting differently to how we usually shoot. We're shooting just for Red Bull, which is essentially like a news agency these days. So they're providing all the images around the world, both in their communications and then more general media, newspapers, that kind of stuff. So deadlines are incredibly tight. We've got to deliver like 40 images versus 400 images. It needs to be certain branding, certain storytelling, and capture the magnitude and scope of the event. Tricky for us because we had blue sunny skies for most of the week, and then we had today, which is very different. So all the shots are going to come from today.
Yeah.
And we got a newspaper deadline in about 10 minutes. So we'll pull 5 shots, and then we got the content pull deadline in an hour or two. So, you know, yeah, it's different.
Pretty amazing,
so
yeah.
You're still telling a story. You still want to get the action. You still want to get the winners. We want to get a bit of a big crowd, show the size of the jump. So in effect, it's the same as how we would do a World Cup, but a little bit more brand focused, and they've got all the features covered with branding. So, and they're natural branding, so it's pretty nice.
Yeah, and I saw you on the track yesterday with a camera in your hand, a remote, and a drone in the air.
Yeah, the first run today, I had 3 cameras and a drone. So I had one finger doing the drone, another finger doing the remote in the same hand. And then the third hand, one single-handedly holding and focusing a third camera. So 3 cameras and a drone. We'll see how, if any of them worked.
Amazing. Well, thanks for your time. I know you're super busy, so we'll leave you to it to get get your deadline sorted.
All righty. Nice thank one. You.
Cheers, man. All right, Joe Smith, Hardline 2019, 3rd place. How are you feeling?
Yeah, amazing. I'm really, really stoked to get on the podium. I'm sure I'll sink in a little bit later what's happened, but for now, yeah, I'm just buzzing. Everyone's stoked. And
yeah, gonna, cool. Yeah. What were the conditions up there like?
This morning, they were really slippy and pretty sketchy, and I think it's been like that a lot in the past, but we were treated to some pretty good conditions throughout the week. So, yeah, I didn't really know what to expect, but then this year, everyone seems to be taking a bit more seriously and really racing the track, so you kind of... rather than being safe in between the jumps, I had to push on. So I kind of got into a good frame of mind, and the track was good for the race run. It was like, it's still slippy, but you could push into the corners. So
yeah,
I had a good run, and I just started how I kind of wanted to go on, kind of pushing on, and I haven't had a run like that for a long time where I felt like I really was pushing it. So
yeah,
it was
good.
I was good happy
stuff. Yeah, and an unfortunate puncture there. It seemed to, do you know what you hit? Like, we just saw this cloud of sealant go up.
Yeah, well, I knew that there was a rock on like the next little rise that I always look out for, but I hadn't really thought about anything on where it actually happened. But down that whole section, there's little rocks littered everywhere, and that's what makes it so hard. It's not the actual rollers, it's the little bits which capture. So, yeah, it is what it is. It can happen to anyone. So, yeah.
So did you know straight away you'd done it?
I heard that. And to be honest, like, when I landed the next drop, I thought it was going to slide out and nothing happened. Like, it was a bit soft, but it wasn't crazy. So I was like, well, I'll keep on going as long as I can. And I thought, as long as I can jump out the bone log into the field... And then I saw Fayol go around the jumps last year with a flat or something. Yeah. So I was like, as long as I can get out of the field or out into the field, then I'm at the finish. So, yeah, I kind of got sketchy, like pedaling up the bone log, swapping out a bit, but I got over it. And yeah,
good effort, mate. So, nice one. Yeah, congratulations. Awesome 3rd place.
Yeah.
Sorry for a bit of bad luck, but no doubt you'll be back for more next year.
I'm pretty keen for next year now.
Good stuff. Yeah. Nice one. Cheers, mate.
Thank you. Cheers.
All right, Bernard Kerr, Hardline 2019 winner. Is it sinking in yet?
Yeah, probably in a minute once we've literally come from the podium to autographs to an interview to you. But yeah, pretty stoked for sure.
Nice one. Yeah, how was it up on track, right? We had a bit of kind of misty drizzle and...
Yeah, dude, at the start you couldn't see 30 feet ahead of you, so it was pretty gnarly and I almost threw it away a couple of times. But yeah, it got drier and you still had to push. You couldn't ride super safe and smart there. You had to push on.
Yeah, fair play. And what does it mean to you to take a win here? You clearly, like, every opportunity this weekend, you were taking time runs. You were clearly angling for it.
Yeah, dude, I wanted to win again for sure. I was like, I was stoked for G last year, but a bit gutted. So I knew I could win it again, and I definitely put it all on the line today. So pretty happy for sure.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well, thanks for turning up, putting on an awesome show. Congratulations and best of luck at Anaheim.
No worries. Thanks for coming. And I'll need the luck there for sure. So thank you.
Cheers, dude.
Easy.
All right, that's it for my Red Bull Hardline episode. I hope you enjoyed listening. A massive thanks to Precision Hydration for supporting the podcast. Head to precisionhydration.com to learn more about your specific hydration needs and for your free hydration plan. To get 20% off all Precision Hydration products, just use the code DOWNTIME, all in capitals, at the checkout. You'll find all the links you need in the show notes over on downtimepodcast.com. If you've got a couple of minutes, then leave us a review wherever it is that you listen to the podcast. Give us a follow on social media where we're at Downtime Podcast. Subscribe to the show so you get all our episodes delivered straight to your device. And if you want to help support the podcast and get yourself some exclusive Downtime Podcast goodies, then head to downtimepodcast.com/shop. All right, we've got another awesome episode coming up soon. But until then, get out and ride.